Unit 7. Lesson 7A. Exercises 2 and 3. Speaker 1.
It isn't a route I'm very familiar with, and I wasn't sure exactly where I needed to leave the motorway. But then, just as I was approaching the slip road, I saw the sign, so I turned onto the slip road at the last minute. I got a few hoots from the car behind me. I guess I gave him a shock, as I didn't have time to put my indicator on. I just moved suddenly to the left in front of him. Anyway, it was all okay in the end. There was no accident.
Speaker 2.
I was in the outside lane overtaking a lorry when the lorry started to move out into my lane towards me. I guess it just hadn't seen me. It was terrifying because I was trapped. I couldn't do anything except drive onto the central reservation and try not to hit the barrier. As soon as my wheels hit the grass, I found it really difficult to keep the car going in a straight line, and for a few seconds I was sure I was going to crash. But I managed to slow down and then pull back behind the lorry. I was really shaken up.
Speaker 3.
I don't know how this happened, because I've driven to my cousin's house 100 times before. But anyway, on this occasion, I had my sister in the car with me and we were chatting. Maybe that's why I wasn't concentrating fully. I was probably going a bit too fast too, and this T-junction kind of took me by surprise. I had to slam the brakes on as I got near it. The tyres made a horrible screeching sound, and so did my sister. But I just about stopped in time.
Speaker 4.
It was about 11 o'clock at night and I was driving along the motorway listening to the radio when I noticed a police car behind me. At first, I wondered if I'd been going too fast, but I was pretty sure I hadn't. Anyway, the police car flashed a sign telling me I had to slow down and stop on the hard shoulder. So I did. The police car stopped behind me and a police officer got out and asked me a few questions. Where I was going, whether it was my own car and so on. Then he said fine, I could go. It was all a bit of a mystery. I still have no idea why he stopped me.
Speaker 5.
This happened about a month after I'd passed my test. I was driving home from a friend's house and I was going across a flyover where the traffic usually goes pretty fast. But on this occasion, I got stuck behind a really slow vehicle. I think it was sweeping the road or clearing the gutter, something like that. Anyway, I didn't know what to do. People started hooting me because they wanted me to go past this vehicle. But I knew I wasn't allowed to, not on the flyover. I don't remember what happened in the end, but I do remember feeling really embarrassed.
Speaker 6.
I used to drive my dad's old car. It was ancient and kept breaking down. I remember on one occasion there was a problem with the gears while I was giving a friend a lift home. I couldn't get it out of second gear. My friend lived at the end of a very long cul-de-sac, and I had to drive all the way down it in second. People were looking out of their windows because the car was making such a strange noise. I think after that I refused to drive my dad's old car and always insisted on borrowing his new one.